Hello, and welcome back to the Art of Daily Practice. This session is called Master Any Talent from Scratch with the Crawl, Walk, Run Technique. Your abilities as a songwriter do depend on training, not talent. The craft is a long process of learning, of making mistakes, and striving to get better, as we talked about in the last session. As a songwriter, you can slowly work your way from clueless beginner to complete master, or anywhere in between. There's a general pattern that arises whenever you learn a new skill, and the pattern goes something like this. First you crawl, then you walk, then you run. And the first stage of that, crawling, is really about making yourself a clueless beginner as often as you can. You don't want to just rely on the skills you've already learned. You want to be taking on new challenges constantly. And the crawl, walk, run technique ensures that you can do so in a way that's very thorough, and it lets you master things completely from the ground up. So let's get into it. The first stage of this process, of course, is to crawl. During the crawl phase, your job is to just start learning about one new technique or concept or song until you accurately understand it. You can do this by reading about the technique, or you can have a teacher explain it to you. Some questions you want to be able to answer are, what is this technique? What does the technique look, sound, and feel like when it's correctly done? And when is the technique or concept useful? Under what situations and what circumstances might I happen to use it? When you tackle a new technique, I suggest opening up your practice journal and answering all of those questions in writing. If you find yourself having trouble answering any of them, keep studying until you understand the technique fully and you can answer those questions. During the crawl stage, you might also follow the steps of the technique very, very slowly and carefully from whatever instructions you're working from. Ideally, you would have a teacher to give immediate feedback and correct your errors at this stage. But if that's not an option, good teaching materials should offer you some guidance on recognizing and avoiding common mistakes. So watch yourself carefully to make sure you're not making errors. And when you are, just adjust for them. It's crucial that you go very slowly and stop to actually notice these errors. When you notice a mistake, immediately stop and attempt to correct it. There's always this temptation to sort of go quickly and just play the piece at performance speed. And when you do that, the problem is mistakes can tend to just work their way into it in such a way that you don't hear them anymore after a while. You just sort of get used to your own mistakes, and you don't want that to happen. You want to actually hear the stumbles, and you want to work to correct them. Take your time and really commit yourself to the crawl phase. If you have to stare at a teacher demonstrating the technique for like 20 straight minutes, then by all means, stare for 20 minutes. If you're confused and you're unclear on how the technique is performed, or if you're not clear on what situations it's going to be useful in, research it some more or ask somebody. It's not always this simple, but sometimes something that you've got a block about will be resolved with a quick web search. So do not hesitate to look or ask for more information. So once you get through the crawl stage, we move on to the walk stage. Now during the walk stage, you're going to start performing the technique without referring to the teaching materials and without any immediate prompting from a teacher. You'll take a few, often stumbling, steps on your own. So for lyric writing skills and for music theory concepts, this stage might involve doing some practice exercises from a workbook. During the walk stage, we go for accuracy, and we go for precision, not for speed. This requires you to pay really close attention to what you're doing. Often you'll want to slow the tempo way, way down, if that's what it takes to perform the steps smoothly. Just breathe, stay focused on exactly how the technique should be correctly carried out. Slow down even more. Once you can run through the steps of the process or the technique smoothly and accurately at a slow speed, then and only then should you gradually begin to speed it up. By the end of the walk phase, you will have practiced the technique or process probably dozens of times, until finally you can execute it without making mistakes and without having to expend much mental energy to get it done. You're going to notice that your hands sort of learn how to do certain techniques, or maybe the process of making metaphors in a lyric becomes a lot easier for you. Psychologists call this process automaticity. And here's an example of automaticity in your daily life. Now, when you were a child, tying your shoes was a serious challenge, right? For me, it especially was. You wouldn't believe what it looked like when I was trying to learn to tie my shoes. Now, thanks to practice and repetition and probably some very patient teachers, you can now tie your shoes correctly without having to even think about it. Is it because you are a naturally talented shoelacer, or were you destined to be fantastic at tying shoes? No, probably not. You practiced, you learned, and now you can tie your shoes without paying attention to what your fingers are doing. They can just do the process. Arts like music composition and lyric writing are just like learning to tie your shoes. Each one involves learning a lot of fundamental skills that can seem mundane, and it can take many repetitions until you finally get a skill smooth and accurate to where you need it to be. When you can finally perform the technique quickly and accurately with very little effort, though, you're ready to move on to new challenges. This point really is crucial during the walk stage, though. Accuracy always comes before speed. Being fast and sloppy isn't any real progress at all. So please think tortoise, not hare. Think slow and steady, and speed up only very, very gradually as you get better at the technique. Practice hard now, and you'll make it look easy later. So the final stage of crawl, walk, run is to run. Speaking of tortoises and hares, so let's do a quick recap. Throughout the crawl stage, you gained an intellectual understanding of the technique you're working on, and you followed some step-by-step instructions to just kind of walk yourself through it very slowly and very carefully. Then, during the walk stage, you slowly and carefully applied the technique to your own, slowly at first, and then with increasing speed and fluency. And finally, that brings us to the run stage. And during this final phase of the process, you're going to start taking on real-life conditions and real-life challenges. You're going to apply the technique at performance tempos. So now that you're well-versed in something like a vibrato or something like that, and it's become ingrained, you can turn your attention toward using it more expressively, using it emotionally, combining it with other techniques at the same time, and so on. Your goal during the run stage is to carry out exercises that imitate real-life performance as closely as possible. The run stage might take place in your practice room, or it might even take place on live stages. So for example, if you were studying something like finding rhyming pairs, you might do it very, very slowly with a rhyming dictionary at first, and as you get faster and more accurate at it, maybe you would set yourself a writing challenge where you have to write a complete lyric using rhyme pairs in just an hour or something like that. You just have to get a draft done really quickly. Setting a challenge like that might mimic a real-life condition. For example, songwriters in Nashville and other areas often co-write, and they have to produce very quickly and very reliably. And this, of course, is a useful set of skills even if you're not in Nashville or if you're not in Los Angeles or any songwriting center like that. So by this point, by the time you come to the run stage, you're able to do something that was once very difficult and slow very, very quickly. And at this point, you have come a very long way, but you want to still stay alert because at all stages, you need to pay close attention to your technique to make sure it's accurate, clean, and fluid. So please never hesitate to return to the crawl or walk stages as necessary. Go back to basics as often as you need to. Fixing problems, refining your understanding of a topic, and reviewing as needed are all absolutely essential to your growth as a songwriter. You never really graduate from certain material. You just revisit it, you know, yearly or even once every 6 months or even more often. Reviewing fundamentals might feel a bit like you're going backward, but actually it's retracing your steps, right? It's beating them kind of deeper. You're sort of beating a path by walking over it again and again and again. And eventually the path is wide and easy to walk. Real talent can't be rushed. Okay, so some skills are quick to learn. You might even find you're able to progress all the way from crawl to walk to run in like one afternoon. But for tougher skills, it's quite normal for the walk phase to take multiple sessions, maybe a dozen sessions, maybe even more. Some skills might require days or even weeks of work. And you've got to be patient with yourself. You've got to be patient with the process while you're learning. It's crucial that you not try to rush through the crawl or walk stage of learning any new skill. Please take as much time as you need to gain true understanding and precise, reliable technique. And eventually, you'll be able to create masterpieces very, very quickly, and it will amaze people. You will barely even recognize yourself, considering the amount of talent you will have gained if you keep this up every day. That concludes this session and this section. So be sure, please, to check out the worksheet that's attached to this session, and I will see you again next week for section 3.